Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents 8 Keys to Parenting Children with ADHD by Cindy Goldrich. Narrated by Callie Bollier. Publisher's note. This audiobook is packaged with bonus material, which has been included on the first audio and MP3 CD. If you downloaded this audiobook in a digital format, please visit Tantor.com and type Keys to Parenting into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page, then click on PDF Extra 1. When prompted, enter the access code CALM to access the bonus material. If you encounter any issues downloading the PDF, please email customer service at Tantor.com for assistance. Foreword. Babette Rothschild, series editor. It is almost impossible to ignore the impact of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Nearly daily, we read about the startling number of kids who are diagnosed with it in newspapers, run across discussions online, and listen to and watch radio and television news and talk shows that expose the issue and debate treatment options. In fact, one might even suspect that the media are blowing this out of proportion. However, a close look at the facts shows that, indeed, the diagnosis of ADHD is on the rise, and the overall number of children impacted is huge. According to the website of the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, on their data and statistics page for ADHD, the number of children diagnosed with this disorder is staggering. Currently, it is estimated that more than 11% of children qualify for the diagnosis. From 1997 to 2006, rates increased an average of 3% per year. In the years 2003 to 2011, that grew to annual increases of 5%, affecting boys at about twice the rate of girls. Moreover, it is recognized that a significant portion of these children will carry their symptoms into adulthood. It is a major problem in schools and in homes. What are parents to do? Currently, the treatment of choice is pharmaceuticals, with up to 75% of ADHD children receiving medication. And although prescription drugs have been shown to be helpful, these children also need to learn and strengthen life skills. This volume, 8 Keys to Parenting Children with ADHD, is not only timely, but also a major contribution to the existing literature. Filled with the most updated knowledge, this book offers parents a wealth of information that can help them make informed decisions about medication, as well as a plethora of strategies, tools, and skills that will supplement, and in some cases possibly replace, drug treatments. Among a wealth of wisdom herein, Goldrich's overarching mantra is, "Parent the child you have." It is this wisdom that sets her apart as an expert in this field. She recognizes that ADHD is not comprised of a single set of difficulties, and that every child is unique. There is no one-size-fits-all for Goldrich or in this book. She will help you to recognize the unique needs of your particular child and then support and guide you in adapting your parenting style to your child's needs. That is why Cindy Goldrich is so perfect to author this book. She has decades of experience helping parents to help their ADHD children, and she knows how to support parents through these challenges. You will feel that she, indeed, has your back. Parents of children with ADHD face a myriad of challenges. Like all parents, they want the best for their children. But helping and guiding a child with ADHD is not an easy task. There can be times of frustration and despair. Although with the proper support and guidance, there can also be enjoyment, triumph, and success in the short term and throughout a child's life. Goldrich takes an encouraging view, identifying that ADHD primarily results from a failure of the mind's executive function to develop properly. Executive function describes a set of necessary cognitive skills that include our ability to make and achieve goals, exercise self-control, delay gratification, and so on. These are qualities often weak or elusive in children with ADHD. It is, therefore, that many of the strategies herein are designed to effectively strengthen the executive function. Not surprisingly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?